This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, this is bad.
What happened?
This is really bad. And there's no way to defend what this woman allegedly did. However, I am telling you, having been a parent and meeting other parents, there are several who, in the right circumstance, would at least think about wanting to do what this grandmother is accused of doing with her grandmother.
So it's almost like justified, in a way.
Yes.
If you're pushed.
Yes.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF, a national news story coming to us from Michigan, and when you hear it, it'll make perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
A grandmother was dropped off at an elementary school with her granddaughter, where she attended, for a behavioral meeting that they were attending over something that happened with the girl at school.
So it's like a scheduled meeting because somebody messed up.
Yes. They're already going there for a behavioral meeting with the kid. Mm. According to authorities, while inside the school, this grandmother saw another girl her granddaughter was not getting along with.
She beefing.
Yes. So, according to police, the granddaughter and the grandmother followed the girl into a bathroom.
Oh, no.
Where the grandmother is accused of holding down the other girl while the granddaughter beat her up.
Oh, my God. This is like a mob hit.
Mm-hmm. Now, the school is investigating how this grandmother was able to bypass the security protocols.
How'd she get in there?
Well, she had a meeting to be there.
Yeah, but she's a parent. You're not supposed to just walk around the school.
Yeah.
You're supposed to, like, wait there.
Mm-hmm.
So the child, it seems, is like, okay, she just got punched a couple of times. That has to be a traumatic experience for a kid.
Imagine.
Yeah, because there's an adult holding you.
Yeah.
While this kid is punching you.
Yeah.
They also emphasize, I love when schools do this too, right? Like, this happened. Mm. And I don't know how much blame the school faces on this, but they're like, no, they want to emphasize no other children at the school were harmed during the incident.
Oh, yeah, Granny didn't rough up anybody else.
Yeah, just the one kid.
All right.
Man, this is one hard-ass granny.
You ain't kidding.
Yeah.
So, you hear this story, and there's no defense. There is absolutely no defense. Like, the fact that this woman even sprung into action immediately the way they did, because it doesn't seem like this was a planned incident. It seems like they just came across this girl and were like, let's kick her ass, right? Like, it's the Warriors.
Yeah.
However, I'm telling you, Tommy, there are more parents listening, grandparents listening, than you want to believe, who, in the right circumstances, may be pushed to thinking this would be a good idea. I'm not saying they're going to see it through.
Touch a kid.
But they would have no problem in their fantasy holding down a kid that was bothering their kid or their grandkid while watching their kid beat the hell out of them. Am I wrong? Kimmy, am I wrong?
No, you're definitely not wrong. I would also think if at any point you felt like your kid was harmed by that kid,
that's
you
what
feel
I mean.
Like it's an eye for an eye kind
of
thing.
Yeah, but I'm such a wuss. I don't want to see some kid getting punched.
No, I would think that would be enough to keep you from doing it.
Especially a parent that
know.
Has raised children.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like down the same line. When I was a kid, we moved to Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had some real old school Floridian families up the street.
Okay.
And one of them, this old scrawny ass woman, when her kid got into a fight, she would just stand there and cheer the kid on. So, yeah, like street fight kids, you know, like, you know, they'd be rolling out. She would stand there and cheer her kid to beat the hell out of this other kid.
I mean, you still see videos of that showing up on social media every once in a while.
I was like, as a little kid, I was disturbed because I'd never seen a, like, a grown-ass parent act like that. I go, you got to be, I had to be nine, and I was, like, freaking out.
Sure.
Like, I didn't want to go around this woman. I wasn't scared of her kid as much as I was afraid of this crazy-ass woman.
Well, it kind
of
worked, though, didn't it?
It did.
You don't know what the parents of that other kid are capable of.
Oh, great point.
I mean, like, yeah. I don't know who's going to come after me now in whatever way,
no,
whether it's lawsuit or actual physical harm.
You make a great point, because now when you as an adult are involved with my kid being hurt, all bets are off.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, you're in such deep water.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I mean, there are still parents that believe punching the bully in the face is the best course of action when stuff like that happens. And what's strange to me in that scenario is, like, I'm not trying to shrink the effect that bullying has on kids. Like, you know, the longer we go, the more we find out, right?
Mm.
People talk about it now. Even grown-ass people that have problems that they were dealing with back in the day. It is important to remember, however, when your kid comes home and tells you something that happened, you're just getting your kid's side of the story.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not to say that all kids are lying, but you do have to be careful about who's... You can't believe everything that comes out of your kid's mouth all the time.
No.
And you also have to be aware of what your kid could have done or said that may have...
kicked it off.
Or escalated something that was lying underneath, right? That being said, you know, you sit here and you're saying all the right things. You're saying all the right things,
Well,
Tommy.
Thank you.
You're being a good dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know, never in your life have you ever seen a kid that you did not like fall down, get some kind of comeuppance, and laughed. You've never done that.
Me? Yeah. Personally?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
You have done that.
You know I have. I've told you stories.
How is that different than this?
Well, because I'm not holding the kid down.
No, but you did wish harm on a child.
Well, not wish harm, but if it happens, that's what you get for jackass.
That's wishing harm on a child.
That's just what you get.
Harm?
Child.
That you were wishing for?
Remember that time I saw that kid wipe out on that bike? And he was jackassing around during Memorial Day parade. That kid ate it, man.
But that didn't even
that kid got a mouthful of stones.
That didn't affect you personally in any way. You saw a kid acting away, which, by the way, you would have been acting at that same age.
I was that kid, man.
You were that kid.
And I was known as Tommy Full of Stones.
And you wanted him to get hurt, and he did, and you laughed. And you're laughing now. Mole hair. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
Tell me you're trash without telling me you're trash. That should be the byline to this article.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, that's a good fair statement.
I mean, you know, the old thing, I learned it by watching you. What kind of example are you going to set for your elementary school kid? I mean, forget
grandkid.
Yeah, grandkid, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes, I forgot. Sorry. I mean, what hope do these kids have, you know?
No, I mean...
I do wonder, like, is this kid's parents, right? Like, the grandmother's daughter or son. Would they have done the same thing, or are they pissed that this happened?
I mean, look, we got a couple of circumstances here. We don't know if this kid lives with grandma, if mom and dad are out of the picture. You're right. There is a potential that grandma took over here and decided this is how we're going to handle it. Now mom and dad have to deal with the consequences of it. I don't know, Kimmy. I don't know. But Jeremy, I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, buddy. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I read the same story, and it's not like it says, you know, this other student was bullying her or something like that. It's that they just didn't get along.
Yeah,
and
so they had a problem.
What
yes.
the circumstances, but Jesus Christ, forget it. There's no hope.
Now, Jeremy, I will. Okay, let's. It is a Monday. We got the days could get better the next couple of days, Jeremy. Let's not give up.
No, they won't.
Okay, great. I will say this though, and again, this is not a defense of what this woman did. I think it is surprising what you find yourself contemplating as a parent when you think your kid is in harm's way. Right, like the extreme.
Protecting your child.
Yes, like when that mama bear or mama dad or daddy bear, mama dad, kicks in. Like Jeremy, there are times where you're like, "What the hell? What? Whoa. Like when rational thought realizes again. Like the fact that I even had that idea in my head is a little bit strange.
Listen, I understand what you're saying, but think of what this story is reported. Right? It's not like this other girl came up to the girl and started stuff with her, they followed her into a bathroom without her knowing. I mean, of course, every parent has thoughts about what they'd like to do to other kids if kids are picking on you, but I mean, give me a break.
No, I'm with you.
But it did happen in a state that's kind of weird, because Michigan is Florida crazy.
No, it's the Florida and the North is what they call it. Jeremy, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Michigan is the really west side.
What the F, man? Bye.
But Michigan is a weird place, man. You run into every kind of nut job.
Yeah, I mean, outside of Detroit, Michigan is by far the weirdest state in the Union. And we're talking Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, Alabama. Mm-hmm. Like, every second I spend in Michigan outside of a city, I regret it.
Yeah. I never got out of my car.
Like, there's a reason why Insane Clown Posse came out of the state of Michigan. 252 WCMF, we're talking about this grandmother in Michigan. She was taking her elementary school granddaughter to a behavioral meeting in the middle of the day at a school. When they were in the school, they came across a girl that her granddaughter had been having a problem with. The grandmother and the granddaughter followed the girl into a bathroom, according to reports, where the grandmother held her down, where her granddaughter started punching her. She's been arrested. She's facing a whole bunch of charges for it. And as crazy as this story is, and as much as you can't justify it, I'm telling you, there are more parents than you want to believe who would think about fantasizing about something like this.
God.
It may have crossed their mind.
And you sit here and go, oh, I can't believe it. That kid fell down. Look at him. Stupid kid. That's what you get.
Well, I didn't knock him down.
If no one was around.
No, I'm not going to do
stop.
That.
Okay. No one's around.
Yeah.
No one's going to see it. That kid will not dime on you.
Right.
You wouldn't want to push him down.
No, I don't. Nobody around?
Nobody around.
Oh, yeah, you lie, child.
Why you lie?
That knee shoes.
Looks at you. Shut up, old man. Why don't you die? Aren't you dead? You're a dead, smelly old man.
Oh, I'm in this room?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.